We gather to remember those who have lost their lives in the hideous attacks and the violence that erupted in Paris this weekend, to show our solidarity with our sister European capital. Solidarity from London to Paris, and also to display our unity as a diverse community here in London. Citizens UK is a national community organising charity. Its purpose is to unite people of all faiths for the common good. Citizens UK brings together over 500,000 people across Britain. We represent over 350 civil institutions. We build relationships through common action, including our Living Wage campaign, our campaigns for better housing, and for things like welcoming refugees. Acts like what we have seen in Paris aim to divide our communities, to divide people across Paris, across London, and all over the world. But no, these acts will not divide us. They will make us stronger and more determined than ever. As a British Muslim living in London, it breaks my heart to see terror being inflicted on innocent lives all over the world. No faith calls for the murder of innocent people, not in our name. So the plan for this evening is to be with each other, to offer our sympathy, our thoughts and prayers to the people of Paris. We will ask you to talk to your neighbours, to hear from different faith leaders, to hold a minute's silence, and then we will gather around near City Hall. So let's begin by asking you to turn to your neighbour, please, and speak to someone you do not know. You have 1 minute to ask them, who are you and why are you here? And also, please, will you make sure you have a candle lit? 1 minute. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Thank you for turning to your neighbour. Tonight, we send a message to our neighbouring city. From London to Paris, we hear your cries and feel your pain. From London to Paris, we are with you, and we will never forget what has happened to you. From citizens in London to citizens in Paris, it is time to pull all communities together, all faiths together. We will never let this divide our communities. We are delighted that in the audience tonight, we have people from a wide range of backgrounds and faiths. We will now hear from different faith leaders who we have chosen because they are involved in Citizens UK, whose prayers will stand for all of us here. Please would you welcome Dr. Mohammed Bari from Muslim Council of Britain, Reverend Paul Regan, Methodist Church, and our Chair of Trustees, Citizens UK, and Rabbi Danny Rich, the Chief Executive of the Liberal Judaism. Thank you.
Good evening, everyone. A couple of years ago, I was in Jerusalem and heard about the work of the Christian leaders working with Muslim leaders and Jewish leaders to try and bring understanding and reconciliation to the people in the Middle East. One of the people that was mentioned was Canon Andrew White, who's the vicar of St. George's Cathedral in Baghdad. He's done an enormous amount to keep the West informed of the realities of what's happening in the Middle East. but also has been tirelessly working behind the scenes to try and address the misunderstandings and try and work for peace and reconciliation there. In his recent book, Father Forgive, he says this: "The sad fact is, religion is very much tied up with violence. As Archbishop William Temple said during the Second World War, when religion goes wrong, it goes very wrong." In the New Testament, the Apostle John, recording the words of Jesus in his Gospel, wrote, "The time is coming when anyone who kills you will think they are offering a service to God. They will do so because they do not know God." Again, in his book, Father Forgive, Andrew White writes, "In Iraq, Jesus' radical challenge to forgive those who mean us harm is not an occasional challenge, but a daily one. Forgiveness is a constant, continuous act of the will, something we walk out and practice regularly. My trust in the church has been so greatly enhanced by living with my people here at St. George's in Baghdad. Here, our people have nothing. Most have lost everything. We talk about love all the time, and in love, we see the beginning of reconciliation. The glory or miraculous presence of God is a constant topic of conversation among us. God is ever present in his power and majesty, and in times of distress, provides comfort and truly a peace that transcends the rational. These are dark days for Syria, Iraq, and the Middle East, both for countries and for individuals. Now Paris, too, has become a scene of conflict. One of my daughters-in-law is French, and Chantal sent me a message this morning. She said, thank you, Paul, for your kind message. Horrendous and cowardly criminals, killing innocents as usual. Now they start hitting Europe on a bigger scale. Very sad. But we believe there is a light that is stronger than the darkness, and this is where our greatest hope lies. Andrew White believes that it is God's love alone that has the power to bring healing into a broken world. If he is able to truly have this confidence despite what he sees daily, then so should we. And that should give us the faith to pray that this will happen. Nous sommes Paris. We stand united with the people of Paris at this time.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Kanis. Thank you all. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be upon you and good evening. Tonight's vigil is all about mourning and our solemn reflection and prayer for peace. It is to show our solidarity with victims in Paris and to strengthen our commitment to work together. Daesh or ISIS or ISIL, whatever you call, has claimed responsibility for the carnage in Paris. No group apart from this monster cult can do this. This vigil is about praying for all the victims, hundreds of thousands in Syria, Iraq, Ankara, Beirut, to name a few places, who are the direct victims of terrorism that has visited the historic Middle East. This mass murder of innocent people in Paris must not be allowed to terrorize and divide us. Terrorists want to create hatred among communities by shouting religious slogans or nationalist rant. We reject their abominable hypocrisy. In our religion, Islam, killing one human being unjustly is about killing the whole of humanity. The same way saving one human being is just like saving the whole of humanity. We are worried over the coming weeks and months there could be more negative implications of this carnage in our domestic and foreign policies, in security, in community perception, and media portrayal of Muslims. So we must bring our heads together and work collectively against radicalization of some of our youth who unfortunately go far away to fight an unjust killing, and also anti-Muslim radicalization on small sections of our broader community. The whole purpose of the CUK's Commission on Islam Participation in Public Life, launched in last September, is to see how we can work for a violence-free, cohesive society with people-to-people connection up and down the country. Yesterday's vigil at Trafalgar Square, organized jointly by the Muslim Council of Britain and Christian Muslim Forum, and tonight's one by the Citizens UK, are part of a great effort by our vibrant civil society to remain ever vigilant on peace, stability, and harmony amongst people. Brothers, sisters, anarchy, nihilism, and terrorism are an aberration in any society, any people. We must defeat them in a civilized manner. Our government, our media, and we all have our unique roles in this. Thank you.
My name is Danny Rich. I am Senior Rabbi of Liberal Judaism. I offer this on behalf of the Jewish community, and I trust it represents some of the thoughts of all of us. El Malei Rachamim, O God full of compassion. Our thoughts and prayers go first to the families and friends of those who were brutally murdered in Paris on Friday evening. They, like so many others around the globe, are the victims of what sometimes appears to be ongoing evil acts of terror. We express our solidarity with the residents of Paris and the citizens of France, for whom this is the second outrage in 2015. It is an attack on the freedoms and ethical way of life at the heart of Jewish teaching, by which Jews in every country seek to live. We commend the efforts of all of those in public service who tend the wounded, comfort the bereaved, protect the vulnerable, and work to pursue the perpetrators. We call upon Jews, Christians, Muslims, Hindus, and those of all faiths and none to endorse the values of pluralism and democracy, which require respect for the rule of law and the rejection of terror. Acts of terror, not in our name. Acts of terror, never in our name. Eternal God, as we appreciate the world is a partnership between you and humanity, so do we call for the unity of all peoples of compassion and decency to fulfill the vision expressed in the metaphorical hope of the biblical Hebrew prophet Micah, who declared, "And each shall sit under their vine and the fig tree, and none shall make them afraid." Our hope and our prayer is that we shall live in a society where all may sit where they wish to sit, and no one shall make them afraid. Now call for a moment of silence. It will be 1 minute of silence as we think of those who've lost their lives in conflicts of human indecency. Think too of those who suffer loss and injury in this moment. Thank you.
Thank you to all our faith leaders, and thank you to everyone here who has joined us on this cold evening to offer our prayers, support and thoughts to the people in Paris. From here, let us take the spirit of this experience into your life. Let the people all around you know that we will never give up. People of all faiths and beliefs, united we stand. And so that brings us to the end of this.